Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Penn Holderness. And thank you so much for clicking on the Holderness Family Podcast. It is that time of year when my throat rebels against me. So I'm going to try to sound okay. But Kim, you should talk more than me this episode.
It is. You are all mine.
I'll just listen.
No.
I'll practice active listening.
That's no fun.
What is it about the fall?
Allergies, man.
I thought that was spring and summer. But this is every end of October, every time around Halloween, you could go back like clockwork on any of the videos that we've done around this time of year, and I start to sound like Vincent Price, which I guess is good for Halloween.
Well, I think it's like everything is very dry and flying around, and it's so beautiful here where we are in North Carolina. So I think there's just a lot of leaves falling. But that's okay. It is Tuesday, November 1st, if you are listening to this on the day in which we've released this, which means I'm speaking to myself in the future. I hope your kids got some sleep and are not having a Halloween hangover.
Do they have school?
Yes, of course.
I'm still waiting for legislation to come along.
They should just make Halloween the last Saturday of October.
Yeah, or something like that. There's got to be a better way than to send your kids to school after Halloween.
And no teacher wants that.
No teacher wants it. No parent wants it. No kid wants it. Nobody wants it.
I mean, I kind of want it. I don't want to deal with my kids. I'm kidding. But no, it's evil, like waking up and have to be there so early. As we are recording this, I'm already dreading that. And who wants to go trick-or-treating on a Monday?
I mean, I think I will say that the kids don't care. Candy is candy.
You're right.
It could be any time. It could be minus 20. Halloween is a great holiday for that reason. I just don't know why they have to go to school the next day.
Yeah. Okay.
Anywho.
Reminder, subscribe to this podcast and leave a review. Here's a recent review from MikeyB510. I feel like Kim and Penn are me and my husband's kindred spirits. I absolutely love how funny, loving, and vulnerable they are. They're truly honest and helpful. I'm able to laugh, love, learn, and cry. And it's truly my favorite podcast. First of all, very sweet.
Yes.
But it never stops being weird when people are like saying nice things.
You don't take effusive praise very well.
I don't.
Or even compliments.
I don't.
Like, if you're married.
But first of all, thank you for writing that.
Yes, yes.
And so you did.
That's very sweet. Mikey, if you're married to Kim and you tell her a compliment, it sometimes goes in one ear and out the other, but I think that's pretty standard with the person that you're close with, right? And then if you hear the same thing from someone at a grocery store, you brighten right up. And I think you feel like I'm obligated to say it.
Yeah.
Right?
But also, perhaps there's a whole podcast on why I can't take a compliment. I'm not going to blame women in general, but I do think I see women struggle to take compliments in general.
And why do you think that is?
You know, I saw TikTok the other day, and I'd like to say I read an article, but really I just saw on TikTok, is that women's like women have like in these like intrusive thoughts, and we were like, oh, that's just an intrusive thought. And men, they're like, oh, that's an idea. And so I think that women, just for whatever reason, were programmed. But also there are some women who not, but me, I myself, I am programmed to just not believe you.
So you hear it as more intrusive than...
But it's also very negative. Right. And I think that...
There's a filter.
There's a filter. And whereas I think, especially like I do know, there are some men I know, not you, but there are some men I know who probably heard like one good thing about themselves in high school, and they're like holding on to it, and they're so confident and proud of it that I'm like, I want that. I'm not even criticizing that. Like, I want that.
I mean, the irony is that you're beautiful and talented and funny, and I think people look at you and would probably the first thing they would say is like, how does she not realize all of this? But there's more to that, I assume.
Yeah. Although you did have a friend recently, we did go on a trip, and he's like, Ben is just so good looking. I'm like, yeah, don't tell him. I don't want to tell him. He can't get too cocky.
You can tell me.
I'm kidding. Like, I tell you all the time.
So you guys, we're going to change the subject.
Okay, sorry.
We have been working lots on exciting new things around here. If you haven't heard, we've been talking about it on the podcast. We have a new family card game called Family Face Off. And as of today, it is shipping out. It is available to purchase. If you already pre-ordered your copy, you've probably already received it by the time this podcast is released. If you haven't, it's going to get there really soon. We would love to see photos of your family playing the game, so be sure and post your pictures and tag us on Facebook or Instagram, and you can get a copy for yourself on Amazon or at familyfaceoff.com. What's that?
I'm so excited about that.
Yes, I'm excited too.
Okay.
I'm more excited than my voice is. I would normally be like an octave higher about this.
Yes. We also just relaunched our merch shop last week, so be sure to check that out. It's holdernessfamilyshop.com. We'll be adding additional items to the shop soon, including restocking our Pickleball Y'all shirt. ADHD is awesome shirt for kids, hoodies, hats, and more.
So we put out a video about pickleball a couple weeks ago.
Oh my gosh.
And sometimes that helps... sales. We were not expecting it to go as big as it did.
Yeah.
We were on HBO Real Sports last week in a pickleball story. What is going on? Like, our audience are pickleballers.
Well, I feel like our audience is our age. And so it is. Here's what I love about pickleball. And should we do a whole pickleball podcast? First of all,
yes.
I don't.
The answer is yes.
Play a ton just because of my schedule. But what I like about it is, it's very accessible, and you can experience success. It's or what you think. I mean, I'm not going to win a tournament, but you can feel like you're good at it. Whereas like tennis, it's very hard to feel good at tennis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's part of it. You know what? I finally put my finger on it after watching this great piece by Mary Carrillo on HBO Real Sports. It's a cult of personality / like way of life that's not culty. What the cult is it's like, we know it sounds ridiculous. We know we look a little ridiculous. We don't care. We love the game and we love each other. So it's the most positive, I don't give a bleep culture. And it's the opposite of the other sport that I love, which is tennis.
So I almost feel it's tennis.
I love them both.
Yeah. Should we do a whole podcast? Not today, but at some point we should.
Absolutely.
Do a podcast.
Yeah, that's easy.
Anyway, but the Pickleball Y'all t-shirt sold out and we were shocked. So they're like, I think they're back up in the store now, or if not now, in the next week. So check that out at shopholderness.com. So speaking of people our age and interview, so like, we do have some good interviews coming up from now until the end of the year. But for today, we wanted to have some fun. We wanted to talk about all things, I don't know, play a few games, do some Gen X guessing games, trivia. Elder millennials will appreciate all of this.
This is a throwback podcast.
Yeah. So, yeah. So kind of we're kind of swimming in the world of nostalgia. So welcome to our heyday.
Hey, Kim.
Yeah.
Why do we love nostalgia so much?
I think we as people, we buff out all of the annoyances and insecurities and all those like little twinges of bad memories. So when we look backwards, it seems a lot happier than it actually was. So I think specifically with Gen X, I feel like we feel this pride in having had a childhood that was free of digital intrusions.
Yeah.
But then having this adulthood in which we've totally embraced it and started, you know, our people started big social media platforms. So I think exclusively it's because we're not really remembering everything correctly.
Yeah, that's actually a good answer. So I thought about this question before I asked it as well. Another possibility, I think, is that we are not old enough to be senile and angry at the world, but we are finally old enough to have enough distance from our adolescence and childhood that it feels so long and so far away that you attach yourself to it more sentimentally than you used to. Because it has been, do you know what? We graduated from high school 30 years ago. 30 years ago. That's when I graduated from high school.
It's not been 30 for me.
1992 is when I graduated.
I graduated in 1994.
Okay, but for me, 30 years ago, I was like...
That's insane.
Yeah.
I did. It was funny because Lola's learning how to drive. I drove one day to school and I rolled through a stop sign. She's like, you can't roll through a stop sign. There's no way. You should not roll through stop signs. But I was like, honey, I've been driving for 30 years. I'm good. I'm aware. I was like, oh my God, I've been driving for 30 years.
Yeah.
That's insane. But I was talking to my mom's in town. She's downstairs. And I was talking to her and she was so cute. And she had a hip replacement surgery. She's getting around. She's loving it. She's loving her fancy new hip. But she was saying, she had the funniest description. She's like, getting older is like sitting on one side of the room and seeing something on the opposite side and going, I need to go get that thing. But then you can't just like stand up and go get it. You have to stand up and kind of adjust. Your muscles have to adjust that you're not sitting anymore. And then you have to like, by the time you get to that thing, it takes you the entire trip across the room for your muscles to be adjusted to like walking as opposed to sitting.
There's nothing involuntary anymore.
Yeah. She's like,
right?
You really have to. And so it's like, she's like, I'm just preparing. She does such a good job. She's like, if Jesus takes me home tonight, I need to tell you these things about getting older. And she's very positive about it because she has lost both of her parents now and her two younger sisters. So like she knows that she appreciates the life she has in aging. So she's like, I'm just letting you know.
Yeah. I also don't think anyone would know that about your mom looking at her unless she actually admitted that.
Right. Because I mean, she keeps a very positive attitude.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But we're talking about the bright spots.
Well, we did, and then you did the thing about standing up, and now
I thought it was so funny, though.
I mean, yeah,
that's true.
I don't sit up from the toilet again anymore without going.
What is that noise?
That's just me standing up.
Really?
That's when I'm done, not when I'm actually on the toilet.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, thank you for the clarification.
You're welcome.
So we have some trivia. We have some phrases, and we have some Name That Tune
songs. We have three Gen X games that we want you to play along with. We're coming right back.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right, because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1, only from Rust-Oleum.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy.
Opening up to a therapist might feel uncomfortable, cathartic, exhausting, or even exhilarating. But one thing's for certain, if you keep talking or texting with a licensed therapist, you will gain insights and uncover truths that you can only find in therapy.
Get those personal breakthroughs and judgment-free support by signing up for Talkspace.
At Talkspace.com, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours.
There's no need to commute to appointments, miss time at work, or line up childcare in order to attend sessions. It's mental health care made easy.
Talkspace is also affordable and in-network with most major insurers.
To celebrate May, Mental Health Awareness Month, and the power of talking it out in therapy, Talkspace is offering every listener of this podcast $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com/Holderness.
To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/Holderness to get $80 off your first month with code SPACE80. And to show your support for the show.
That's Talkspace.com/Holderness with code SPACE80.
Kim and I are going to play. Kim has got her finger up. Penn Charles is here.
Come say hi.
Penn Charles would do poorly at this game. So, PC, we're playing a game called Name That Song, but it's all songs from when you were minus, I don't know, 22. They're like songs from the 90s.
Do you want to put on headphones and try to guess? This is the confidence of a man.
Okay, Penn Charles. It's so funny. We were talking about this just a minute ago that men have more confidence.
He's 12, and he's like, I got it.
Yeah, it's irrational confidence. Mommy, you're going to have to sit next to him so he can pick up on the mic. All right, PC, are you ready?
Yes.
We're going to play the first song, and I'm not going to guess it. I bet I'll know a lot of these, but who knows? Maybe you will know this.
So Anne Marie came up with these, so we actually don't know the answer.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I don't know the answer. Okay, here we go. Ready? First song. What is it?
Oh, is this Purple Rain? Purple Rain? No. It's Prince.
Yeah, it is Prince. Can I play it again?
Yeah. Prince. It's
That's all you get. It is Prince. Yep. Dun, 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 yep.
It's not Purple Rain.
Nope.
It's not Purple Rain.
The only song I know from him is 1999.
You say it, Penn. I'm not going to.
It's When Doves Cry.
When Doves Cry.
My favorite Prince song was probably When Doves Cry because it, like, musician wise, it is a banger that you want to dance to. It's the only one I've ever heard that's that good that has zero bass guitar.
Oh. If you gave me the lyrics, you probably could have guessed it.
Yeah?
Yeah, but then that
Do you know When Doves
Give me
Cry?
The lyrics.
But then that would have been, that's not hard, and this needs to be hard.
But isn't it, did you ever notice that there's no bass guitar in that song?
I didn't notice that, but I'm also not a musician like you, but now that makes total sense.
Yeah, because, like, the bass drum is so powerful, and then, like, the ding, 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 like that, and then it's just Prince. And Prince's voice is basically a bass guitar in that song.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to suck at this. I'm excited.
Okay. Are we okay to keep Penn Charles here for the next
yes.
one?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Okay, PC, you ready for the second one?
Yep.
I love it. She's just giving us a tiny snippet. Ready? Song two. Here we go.
No idea.
What? Hang on.
No idea.
What?
One more. There's something coming after that. PC, this is a Gen X thing, and you think you have the answer?
So this is what I love about my son.
I love it.
I have a little bit of the recognition of the but that's about it.
All right, I'm going to pull up the answer key. The second song is called Never Too Much.
From?
No idea.
I have no idea what Never Too Much is. Oh. Now we have to Google Never Too Much.
Okay, I've never heard that song.
I am still not losing to my mom, so.
Luther Vandross.
Oh.
Does that sound right?
Yeah, oh.
Well,
Luther Vandross is classic.
All right, here's. Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know this song. Okay. But I feel like it's funny. Anne Marie put these together.
Uh huh.
That one's a little older for me. That one, it was like my parents were listening to that one.
Yeah. I love Luther Vandross, but that was going to be a tough one for me.
Yes.
I'm still not losing my mom, so.
But you're not beating me.
Yeah, but I'm not.
You guys ready for song number three?
Yep.
Here we go.
Higher Love by.
Oh, I was just about to say that.
Something Winwood.
Yeah, Steve Winwood.
Steve Winwood.
Nice, honey.
Yeah.
You know what I thought it was at first? That is definitely Higher Love. First of all, I was thinking like, hey now.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever I hear that thing, though, I've originally thought of Michael Jackson, but then I thought of Higher Love.
Yeah.
You know, during the 80s, there were a lot of Pentrols. There were a lot of really good beats to start songs out. And that was one of them.
Michael Jackson when I hear that.
I love the end of it when the choir comes in. Bring Me a Higher Love. It's a good song. Okay, song number 5. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Oh, yeah.
No idea.
Oh, yeah. Really?
No idea. No.
You saw me standing by the wall, corner of a main street.
No idea.
And the lights are flashing on your windowsill.
What is that? No idea.
And you wanted to dance, so I asked you to dance, but the fear is in your soul.
Do you think there's any of these that I can get? Go to that. If
no, dude. This I don't know why you have so much confidence. These are songs that were written so long ago.
No, I don't know that song. What is it?
So I was a huge Duran Duran fan as a kid. My brother listened to U2. I listened to Duran Duran. That song is called Save a Prayer.
Oh.
Do you know that song?
I don't.
Okay, I'm going to play it for you afterwards. It's an awesome ballad by Duran Duran.
Okay.
Okay, number 6.
I'm really just nailing
it. You picked Higher Love. That was good. You ready?
Yep.
Here we go. I know what it is.
Gosh.
I like the another beat. The very end, I got it. Right there at the very end, I got
it. It's, oh my gosh. What is it?
Is it the guys with the long blonde hair? Is it made by those guys?
The guys with long blonde hair?
Yeah. The random guys. I forgot the name.
I don't think so, buddy. West End Girls. Ba-dum, ba-dum.
So again, I will say, when did that song come out?
I'm 2 years older than you.
Yes.
And I heard that song way, way, way.
Yeah, I think that 2 years made a big difference. I mean, I've heard the song.
Yeah. Oh, last one?
Yep.
Last one.
This is...
You want to hear it again?
Yeah. I know what it is, but...
This is a later song.
Yeah. There are freedom with it.
Hey now, hey now. You're feeling doo-doo. Hey now. Hey, don't build a wall between us. And it's safe only.
This is the worst game of karaoke you've ever heard.
Would you like to know the answer?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't dream it's over. Hey now, hey now. Don't dream it's over.
You know what? You know where I would have excelled? Give me an early 90s
okay.
Same
music.
Here. Same
here. the confidence.
Oh, buddy. Love Bye. You.
Love
Good
you.
Job.
Thanks for coming to visit. An early 90s, name that tune. I'm winning that.
Absolutely. That one was a little older. I'm very proud of you for Steve Winwood.
Yes.
It's okay.
Yes. Okay. How many did you guys get right? I'm hoping more than me.
Okay, so next game, 10 phrases you probably forgot about.
Okay, and our friend Amory came up with these, and she is younger than us, and we love her. And I am looking at this list, and maybe you guys listening will know these. I know 3 of them.
That's okay. So here's the thing. It's titled 10 Phrases You Probably Forgot About.
I did.
That's fine. So you're ready for the first one?
Yes, I have no idea.
Hanker for a hunk of cheese.
What is that?
I'm not sure. It was a commercial, like a honker for a hookah, hawker for a hanker for a hunk of cheese. If it's a hunk of cheese, I would say like Kraft would be my guess.
Okay.
Do you want to look at the answers and you can look them up for me?
Okay. Yes. I'm going to look at the answers.
Okay.
There's an answer key here. And it is, it's time for timer PSA about cheese. It was a PSA about cheese.
Oh,
okay.
It was okay.
Okay. Next one. Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
I will never forget this one.
What is this?
So there were these cheese balls who, if you saw them on the street now, you would run. They had mustaches and they had butt cuts. And they were
mustaches and butt.
And they were in like, oh yeah, they looked really creepy, like crazy, like Jeffrey Dahmer glasses. And it was this microphone that had an antenna on the bottom of it that would hook into your AM radio.
Oh my God.
And so it's a commercial of these guys driving up to a woman with, and they've got the microphone hooked into their stereo.
That's
going,
so creepy.
Hey, good looking. We'll be there. I don't know what the name of the product is. I'm sure it'll say
it's
it right there.
Mr. Microphone that's by it. That's, Ronco.
That's it.
Wow.
The commercial was really, really creepy.
To work in advertising in the 80s. I don't know that I ever saw that.
I got done with it and ran directly to my father and said, I need this right now. And my dad said, anything they sell on television that's 1999 is a piece of crap.
Oh.
And I think he's probably right.
Yes.
So that was my answer most of the time. Okay.
I did know this only because I read the book.
You ready?
Stay golden, pony boy. The Outsiders.
Yeah. Very good. You should probably know the next one too.
Yes.
Norm.
From Cheers.
Very good.
To the point where I feel like my dad, when he walked into like any restaurant, would scream Norm. Like there was a hole.
All right, Kim, I did know this. Okay, so you're doing well. Where's the beef?
Remember the Wendy's commercial? The little old lady sat there and that I have to say, Wendy's continues to nail marketing because the Twitter account, their social media, specifically their Twitter account, is hilarious. But that people had Where's the Beef t-shirts.
Yeah, do you remember her name, the actress?
No.
Her name was Clara Peller.
How do you know that?
Because she was a phenomenon. She was on SNL. She was on, you know, they had her on other shows for cameos. If you don't remember the commercial, it's someone opening up a bun and seeing a tiny little burger and yelling, Where's the Beef? And it's funny, like, I remember feeling that way when I opened a McDonald's hamburger or like a Burger King hamburger. The burger was smaller than the bun.
Not anymore. They've adjusted.
No, I think Wendy's did that with this
Shame
commercial.
To them.
Yes.
Their burger size.
Yeah. Like, I would love to ask people, did McDonald's burgers get bigger after this ad campaign?
Well, I would say just culturally, I just remember, like, what brand is so, like, transcends into, like, pop culture like that, that people bought t-shirts. Anyway, this one, I
bet you can guess.
Yes.
Meanwhile, back at Stately Wayne Manor.
I mean, Batman. Yeah. Was that a phrase that was...
It was the TV show,
okay.
Which I think straddled the 70s and the 80s.
Yeah.
So there are some older Gen Xers who probably would remember that. I did watch the Batman show before the movie. Oh, you're not going to know this one because you don't like this movie.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry your mom blew up, Ricky.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's Better Off Dead, right?
Yeah, I just was not into Better Off Dead.
So Ricky... Oh my gosh, you would love Ricky. Ricky was this very awkward... kind of heavy set guy with glasses who went and did like a dance solo at the high school dance.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in love with the French foreign exchange student. And his mother was a big smoker and she blew up. not she didn't die, but she was engulfed in flames. And then they showed her later on. I have no idea what this one is. Help us out, people. Let's turn on the juice and see what shakes loose.
Okay, I'm going to open the answer key.
What?
Beetlejuice. I guess it's just a quote
the movie.
From a movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm blaming Anne-Marie.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
You know this next one, right? Please say you know this next one.
Yes.
Can you sing it for me?
I'm not going to sing it for
Please.
You.
Please.
No, you sing it.
My voice is messed up. No, I like to hear you. You have a beautiful voice.
I don't want
to
sing.
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Plop,
plop. They should bring that back. Like vintage. This next one I definitely know. It's not a tumor.
So funny. I've never watched the movie. But I know it's from Kindergarten Cop.
You've never watched the movie?
No. Do I need to?
You're fine.
I've heard people quote this thing my entire life.
Yeah, anytime you had a headache as a child.
It's not the tumor.
It's not the tumor.
Yeah.
How
do you think Arnold feels about that being, like, I think that might have eclipsed I'll be back as the phrase that people.
Oh, not possible.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. So for that round, folks, how'd that go?
Did you enjoy that, honey?
I just don't know a lot of them.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It was called 10 Phrases You Probably Forgot About.
You definitely forgot about.
Can I make an observation about you right now? I love you.
Yeah.
You do not like losing in games. Even,
I don't.
Even if it's like, this is just a fun kind of like, oh, darn.
If I don't know something, I get pissed.
So you feel like you just failed that, even though it was things that you're
I know. I'm like, well, it's because I'm so young. It's because I'm young. I'm like, such a young Gen Xer.
I'm picking up your energy right now, and you are pissed.
I'm the worst.
It's okay.
You guys, I have only now as an adult come to grips with like how competitive I am.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's freeing to just say like I'm because I'd be like, no, I'm not competitive.
Yeah.
What it comes down to is like some things I just don't care about and I won't participate in them.
Sometimes I wish I could KonMari my brain and just take the clutter out, because when stuff goes in, it does for me. It does not exit. Like the fact that I still know Clara Peller's name is a little annoying because I'm not sure how much use that's going to give me. And then there's going to be someone who I met last week and I'm going to run into them again, and I'm not going to remember their name.
Right.
And if I could just get Clara Peller information out of my head, I think I'd be better off.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a KonMari situation or just... I don't know what it is, but I don't like losing. So there's a third game of trivia.
Are you feeling good about this one?
No, because, okay, I have the questions.
Let's do this.
I don't know any of the questions.
Don't look at the answers. We'll read the answers at the end this time, okay? We'll both guess, and we'll play as a team.
Okay, team.
And we'll try to get it together.
Like, it's like the Amazing Race.
Right. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
Okay, number one. Which pop star had her own perfume called Electric Youth?
I want to say Debbie Gibson.
I got nothing, so let's go. I mean, you're going to know this better
than
me.
Or Tiffany.
Debbie Gibson. Let's go with that. Okay. Number two, what supermodel was the original host of MTV's House of Style? Was that Cindy Crawford?
Yes.
I think that was Cindy Crawford. Okay. Cindy Crawford.
Yeah.
Cindy Crawford.
Is.
Not.
Okay. I do know this one. What was the name of Patrick Swayze's character in Dirty Dancing?
Johnny. Oh, Dalton was Roadhouse. Johnny. Honey, we could be doing really well here.
I know. Who played the guitar solo in Michael Jackson's Beat It?
Crap. It was either...
Weird Al?
No.
It was Eat It.
No, I want to say it was Eddie Van Halen.
I don't remember.
But I'd also... Like, was Carlos Santana already a good guitar player at that point? I think he was.
He was, but I don't know if he...
It was... My brain is telling me it was Eddie Van Halen.
Got it. Okay. Get to the chopper is a famous line from what film?
It's Arnold. I want to say
Terminator?
I want to say it's Predator. Or Commander. Commando. Let's go Predator.
Okay.
It was definitely Arnold. Get to the chopper. Do it now. It's either Commando or Predator. And I'm going to go... Like, Predator's a more famous movie.
Okay.
Right? So let's go Predator.
Why do your college friends call you Predator?
Oh.
Penholderness.
Guys, I didn't super
study. They call him Pred to this day. Pred.
So I would on Monday nights, Sunday nights, Tuesday nights, Wednesday afternoons, just show up at people's doors and say, let's go bowling. Or let's not go to class. Let's go to the bar. Or do you want to drive to D.C.? Like, or let's go to North Carolina and watch a Tar Heels game. I just didn't go to class as much as other people.
So you were a predator. So you would come and attack people?
And I was very polite about it. I was very convincing. And then they would say, no, I got a lot of work to do. And I'll be like, okay. And then I would walk away and they would change their mind and they would come with me. And they would have an awesome time. But then the next day they'd say, I got predated last night.
Predated. Okay.
Yeah, by me. I was like, I went out a lot. I had a good time in college. I had a sheltered childhood. I did not have a good grade point average as a result. I was on academic probation for a while. My college years are not something for me to brag about or for me to use as an example to my kids. But I developed socially a lot. I met the most important friends in my life, and I regret none of it.
So I will say this, when we were filling out the application for The Amazing Race, it takes like hours. Because there's a psychological profile. There's all this. They go deep into your history and your background. They want to know everything to the point where there was a question of like, you know, where'd you go to school? What did you study? Were you ever on academic probation? And he had to check the box and like answer questions about why he was on academic probation.
Because I didn't go to class.
And isn't that funny that that's like a filter for The Amazing Race?
Yeah.
But you would think, honestly, they want people with that personality.
Maybe
so it wasn't going to hold you back. Maybe you actually helped us.
Maybe that's why we got on the show.
Maybe it helped us. Yeah. Anyway, so everybody knows now that Penn has a nickname. Mm-hmm. What does VHS stand for?
That's a really good question. I know that VCR is video cassette recorder.
So video hijink scammer.
Hi-fi?
Video.
Oh, my God. How do I not know this?
Video. Let's make something up.
Very.
Very.
Happy.
Scenes. Because you're recording them. So they're very happy scenes.
I think S is system. Let's go with video.
Hardware system.
Yes. Why not?
Yeah. Who released the first camcorder? Sony?
That sounds
Panasonic.
Right. No, well, Panasonic had the first one that went like over your shoulder. Mm-hmm. A camcorder is the one that's all in one. So I would say, I think Sony actually, I think a camcorder is a brand by Sony.
Okay.
Just like Velcro is a brand of hook and loop. Mm-hmm. I think then everyone called everything a camcorder, but that's not true.
Okay. How many dots are there on a Pac-Man board?
I'm like, it's so funny.
He's
like,
trying to mentally count it.
I'm listening digitally.
Two hundred and seventy-five.
Okay.
What year was the World Wide Web introduced?
1990.
Yeah.
1990.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the name of the first cloned sheep? Dolly.
Yes.
Yes.
I got that one too.
Yes.
That was like the only like relatively school type question that they had there. Okay. I want to know how we did.
Okay. Which pop star had her own perfume? Debbie Gibson. I was right.
Yes.
What supermodel was the original host of MTV's House of Style? Cindy Crawford.
We're two for two.
What was the name of Patrick Swayze's character in Dirty Dancing? Johnny Castle. I would not have gotten this
all except
right.
Johnny.
Yes. Who played the guitar solo in Michael Jackson's song Beat It? Eddie Van Halen.
Yes, I knew it.
We are nailing
yep,
this.
We got four.
So by the way, as a team, because I would not have known the rest of these.
But you got Debbie Gibson.
Get to the Choppa is from Predator.
Two for five for five. And then it's about to fall off the...
VHS stands for Video Home System.
God, that's so obvious. It's so obvious.
Who released the first camcorder? Sony.
Yep.
How many dots are there in Pac-Man? You said...
322.
I said 275.
Yep.
If we were playing The Price is Right, I would win. Well, but I went over. 244.
We'd both have lost.
We both have lost if we're playing Price is Right style. What year was the World Wide Web introduced?
I don't know.
1991.
Oh, can we get that one?
No.
I bet it was introduced somewhere in 1990. They just didn't talk about it.
Yeah. What was the name of the first cloned sheep? Dolly.
So, babe, we got 7 out of 10.
Well, as a team, we're awesome.
Yeah.
It is kind of fun to think about nostalgia. And even though I would prefer to... I would just prefer to win.
Right. Man. I mean, I thought you did very well. You're you just don't like getting anything wrong.
I don't like getting anything wrong.
Yeah.
Even our sweet daughter who's like working on her art project right now downstairs and she's studying and there's a math test she's going to redo because she got like one wrong and she's like upset about it because she's like, I knew the answer.
Right.
Yeah, she is me.
Well, math, I can't wait to see how this helps our daughter. I don't know if she's going to be a mathematician when she grows up. There aren't very many people who become mathematicians.
Mm-mm.
There's also quite a few people who don't even apply the most basic tenets of math to what they do for a living.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that it trains your brain to solve difficult problems,
yeah,
and how that manifests itself in people so differently. And I've noticed it just in our two kids, the way that my son goes through math, the way that my daughter goes through math, they're both learning how to deal with failure, and they're learning how to learn from it and get better the next time around. It's like that part's been really cool for me to see with my kids. And they're both, at this point, very, very determined not to get any help from me on it.
This is so weird.
I think I understand it, mm-hmm. right? Because then you're not really getting it right. Right?
I don't know. I don't know. They have such a resource in you because you understand all this stuff. It's funny. They don't even ask me anymore.
Yeah. And I used to be a tutor. Like in college, I just told you I was in academic probation.
Pre-predation?
Yeah. I didn't take any math classes. But I tutored high schoolers in Charlottesville and a couple of college people in math when I was in college.
Wow. Look at you.
Idiot.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening to our little throwback episode. Again, we love you. And I hope you had fun. I hope you knew more answers than I did. And if you did, that's fine. Whatever.
I've got to get you to watch Better Off Dead.
Okay.
That's step number one. We're going to listen to some Prince tonight just because his entire catalog, celebrate his entire catalog. Maybe we'll listen to Steve Winwood. Like that's what I love about what we just did. It's going to make me want to go back and look at stuff. Haven't seen Predator in a while either.
Yeah, I'm good.
Do you know the famous scene where they shake hands?
No.
And they flex their muscles.
No.
At the same time. Okay. It's the most ridiculous thing ever that could have only been made in the 1980s. It's he and Carl Weathers. And when they shake hands, there's the most, there's the silliest super close up of their muscles flexing. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you had fun. We certainly did. We have a we have really amazing guests coming up from now until the end of the year. We're just kind of getting everything details settled and also some fun podcasts like Q&A. And we're going to have some questions for you.
And if you need to find Kim between now and then,
be studying.
She's going to be studying so she gets a better grade
next time
on a game that she wasn't even supposed to get a good grade on.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.